Good evening. It's good to be in front of you this evening. Over the past couple of weeks, seems more like months to my parents, I've been remodeling and fashioning a coffee table out of old wood planks that I got from an old pallet. And that seems to be a trend these days, just taking old things and making them look new. And a lot of people like this. I enjoy it, seeing how it comes out and how it works. And a lot of people like to do the same thing. In fact, Home Depot is the second biggest retailer next to Walmart. So you can tell how much home improvement and do-it-yourself projects are in this country. And I think sometimes people take the same approach to their spiritual life. They want to do it themselves to see what they can make of it on their own. Instead of going to the example that we have, the perfect example, the perfect carpenter who never measures wrong or cuts wrong or misses a spot, but is perfect in everything that he ever did, and that's Jesus Christ. And in the moments that I have tonight, I want to go to the ultimate example of the plan that Jesus set forth, and the example that we should be following instead of ourselves. And if you would turn to Luke 23 and verse 46. Luke 23:46. This is at the very last moments of Jesus' life. And he says, and the verse says, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.'" Now, at first when I read this in the past, I thought that this was just the point where Jesus had given it his all and couldn't last anymore. But if you do a little bit more study, you'll find that he's actually quoting something from Psalms, and that's Psalms 31. If you want to turn there really quickly, he had previously quoted Psalms in Psalms 22, and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But he does it again in this verse, and that's Psalms 31, beginning in verse 1. And if you read this verse in context to what's going on in Jesus at his death, it's more impactful than just the end. It's what he's saying to God. And the parallel in verse chapter 31, verse 1, it says, "In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed in your righteousness. Deliver me, incline your ear to me, rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me." And this is the verse that he's quoting. "For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord God of truth." So when you read that and then you put it back into the context of Jesus' death, you see that Jesus, who is God on earth but is also man, who has a superior over everything, but yet he's still in submission to God the Father, who sent him here, and he's still in accordance with God's plan. He doesn't take it on himself to put his own plan, as we talked about on Sunday. He could have called so many angels to come and save him, but he didn't. He trusted in God's plan, and that's something that we all need to do, because Jesus, who is the perfect example of being human, he is the perfect example of being human. If we want to be perfect like him, perfect humans, complete humans, we have to follow that example. And that example is to completely and utterly lean on God. Even in the darkest moments, even in when times are difficult, if you lean on God, he will be your salvation and bring you through those things. So if you have strayed from God's plan and have followed your own plan, and you'd like to rectify that and get back on the straight and narrow path, we're here for you tonight. If you have anything in your life that needs to be made known or just need prayers of the congregation. If you have never gotten on the plan and want to be a perfect human, this is the plan. The Bible is the plan. And the first step in the plan is to be baptized. And if you've never been baptized, tonight's the night to do it. If you have any of those needs, I'd encourage you to come now as we stand and sing.